Well, I will have a discussion with the Kimberley Land Council first. The deadline has now run out, so compulsory acquisition is under consideration by government. If we go down that path, then there will be a cabinet decision and we will start a formal process according to state law and according to native title law.
So by going to the Kimberley Land Council before you take it to cabinet, is that sort of like a last-ditch opportunity to save this process?
Well, I think the current process, unfortunately, has not succeeded. But I will, just as a matter of courtesy, discuss the issue and where we're at with the Kimberley Land Council. And while the Indigenous Land Use Agreement has not been agreed to or not been signed, which would have meant a transfer of the land by consent, we have made progress in the sense that the James Price Point has been selected as the site out of an initial list of 40 sites. And we have broadly agreed on the very large benefits package for the people of the area over the next 30 years. So that is basically in place. What we haven't got are signatures on a piece of paper.
If you do need to acquire the land through compulsory acquisition, would a benefits package still be paid?
Yes, it would. And both the state government and Woodside and the federal government, I believe, would honour the details of what we have negotiated. And can I just add that this land, in terms of its current status, is vacant Crown land. Native title has not been established over the site, although I recognise and I respect the fact that there is a clear linkage between the traditional owners and that land. But as of the moment, it is vacant Crown land.
Does that make it easier for you to acquire then?
Well, I think it just is a statement of the fact that native title has not been found over that site, and indeed there are competing native title claims. So the issue of native title is not resolved. If compulsory acquisition goes through, then I guess that might actually contribute to resolving the issue of which Aboriginal groups have native title over the land. But the benefits package is very much about spreading benefits over a wider part of the community, and obviously particularly the Aboriginal community, and not drawing distinctions between one group and another. And these talks, which have been conducted in good faith and extensively and at large cost to the taxpayer, have really reached a point where I believe there was a consensus, an understanding. But what has unfortunately happened in the last couple of months is basically a breakaway group and infighting within the Aboriginal community. And I think that's unfortunate because this is really about long-term benefits, particularly for the children of today.
But to describe the situation as infighting between Aboriginal groups is quite a loaded value statement. Is it appropriate? Is it fair to blame Aboriginal citizens of Western Australia for not greenlighting your project?
Well, no. I don't mean to be controversial in saying that, but the fact is that we have some within the Aboriginal community taking legal action against others. I mean, that's very difficult for me as a Premier of a state to deal with, and people have got the right to take legal action, but I'm not just going to sit back and do nothing while that drags on through the courts.
You've described this process as costing a lot to taxpayers, and the figure you quoted yesterday was $16 million. Can you just explain to me how something like this can cost $16 million?
Yeah, it's an extraordinary amount of money, and I think that is a measure of the good faith and the real effort that the state government has made to reach agreement. And that has been used to pay for lawyers for the KLC, to fund people to attend meetings, travel, to do all sorts of studies, social impacts, to look at the site. We have tried everything possible to reach agreement and to make sure that we cover all the issues of heritage, of environment, of Aboriginal culture, of issues relating to the wider community of Broome. I don't think we could have tried harder, and I'm not saying that in a political sense. It's just simply a matter of fact. Everything has been tried to reach agreement by consent, and we almost have. It's just that now the Kimberley Land Council, because of various challenges to its authority, is unable to actually sign on the piece of paper.
Can you just tell me what sort of proportion of that $16 million has gone to the Kimberley Land Council and what has been the state's own expenditure?
Look, I can't tell you that off the top of my head, but millions and millions of dollars have gone to the Kimberley Land Council. So we have acted in good faith. We have funded the KLC and the various Aboriginal communities in the area to discuss, to meet, to look at all the issues, and that has been funded publicly. So you know, I have not been hard line on this. And bear in mind, back in April of 2009, a heads of agreement was signed at James Price Point between the Kimberley Land Council and the state government and Woodside, with the federal minister present.
Do you feel you've got value for money?
Not to this point, but if we do get to a conclusion, and I still hope it is a conclusion reached by consent, then it will be worth it. If compulsory acquisition is started, and it probably will be, then that doesn't preclude consent being reached. And at some stage during that formal legal process of acquisition, if the Kimberley Land Council is able to finally agree and sign, then I would abandon the acquisition and we would do it by consent. The end result, in one sense, is the same, but I do understand the perspective of Aboriginal people that consent really is more than symbolically, it is important. It shows that they are determined their own future. And I would much prefer that to be the way in which this agreement is reached.
Would you try and circumvent the Kimberley Land Council and negotiate directly with the Aboriginal groups concerned, like the Jabba Jabba and Galarabaloo?
No, we will work with the Kimberley Land Council and their various constituent groups. I don't think it's my role to meddle in the internal affairs of Aboriginal people. And the Kimberley Land Council is the designated authority according to the Native Title Act. So we will deal with them. And look, I think they've behaved very responsibly. They have worked hard to get an agreement. It's just now that they are facing basically internal legal actions, and therefore that precludes them taking the last step.
You say that compulsory acquisition will probably occur. Are you worried, though, that that decision could be unpopular and backfire, much like the canal project several years ago?
Well, I don't think it's got anything to do with water supply.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with water supply, but it's about the perception of you having a vision and a project that you want to push through, and it proved to be unpopular, the canal decision. So about this decision being viewed in a similar way or compared?
No, this is not about a canal. This is about an LNG plant, and it's one in which the Aboriginal people voted their agreement to it. When they signed a heads of agreement. It is a project of immense importance to the whole national economy, and it provides so many benefits, not only the economic benefits package. This will involve opportunities for training, for employment, for housing, for economic independence, and it's a very clean, high-technology industry. This will bring a sophisticated employment opportunity to the Kimberley.
And should companies who are looking to process Browse gas and potentially do that at James Price Point, should those companies have a plan B?
There is no plan B. This is the plan. The Browse gas resource is one of Australia's most valuable natural resources. It is a world-class gas field. It is extremely valuable. And by doing it the way I'm trying to achieve this, we'll not only see the project go ahead, because it inevitably will go ahead, but I'm trying to do it in a way that brings real benefits to the people and the region of the Kimberley.
And just finally, Mr. Barnett, compulsory acquisition could be viewed as unpopular. Are you determined, irrespective of what it means in popularity stakes, to go through with it?
This is not a popularity contest. This is about doing the right thing for the Kimberley and for Western Australia and for our nation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barnett.
Okay, thank you.